It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, very happy Monday to you. It's Motivational Monday on KNTR, Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. I'm sitting here every day. Well, this week, only 2 days. Yeah, we're going to take a holiday Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, I'm going to take my wife to Sedona for 4 days. We're going to leave tomorrow afternoon after the show. Our show every weekday is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can have the best breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And when you're done, if you want a little muffin for the road, or a slice of pie, or some cookies, those are the best chocolate chip cookies around town. Let me tell you. I know. See this little gut right here? Yeah, it's the fault of Perkins. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you can get your co-op connection card and save money at Perkins. You can save money at restaurants all over town, prescriptions, doctors, furniture, cars. So if you like to save money, you might want to make a note to stop by MEC on Hancock Road and pick up that co-op card. Barron's Pest Solutions, if you happen to have bugs around your house, spiders, scorpions, termites, bees, and you don't want these things, you call Barron's and they'll come take care of them for you. And you can set them up on a monthly basis. You'll never see those bugs again. So that's a good deal. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car in the lot at any point in time when they're open. And at the same time, you can order a brand new Hyundai. And you can pick out the color you want. If you want cloth interior, if you want leather interior, you want gray, brown, black, you know. Order your new Hyundai today from Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino. If you happen to think, oh, I need a haircut. Oh, I need to change my color of my hair. And you think, oh, well, I want a tint. I want a pedicure or a body wax. Your eyebrows need to be waxed or your mustache or whatever it may be. Then you head to Jean Jeffrey Salon in the Riverside Casino. Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. They've got physical therapists, occupational and speech therapy, and then a skilled nursing facility. So they can help you if it's short time or if it's long time. So check out Legacy. All right, you heard him give the phone number out, 702-298-1063. My guest that was scheduled for today called me around 9 o'clock and said, I'm sick. So Jeff Williams, the mayor of Needles, is not going to make it in. My second guest, I went ahead and contacted. He made the mistake of telling me one time, oh, I'm pretty much available anytime. So I contacted the sergeant with the Nevada Highway Patrol and said, how available are you today? And he said, yeah, I can be there. So he's gonna pop in here soon and talk to us a little bit. They had a fatal collision this morning. He's going to talk about that. But I do want to tell you a few things. If you want to call in, you got something you want to talk about, give us a call, 702-298-1063. We'll make you the guest today. And we can have several people call in, and we can talk to you. If you've got something on your mind, something you want to promote, give us a call. Meanwhile, I do want to tell you that the opening ceremonies tonight for the traveling team is going to happen in Hawaii. Yes, this is the soccer team that's over there. One of the people I always go to is Jeff Tipton. And I said, I know you're in Hawaii, and I know you're over there with the team, but why don't you call in and give an update? And the first thing he said was, I'm going out on a snorkeling boat. I can't call you. But he did send me a text, and he said that the tournament actually starts on Wednesday. They play two games on Wednesday, two on Friday, and the finals are Saturday. And so that's what's happening with our travel soccer team from Bullhead City. He said Team Luau last night, the girls were excited and ready to play. So, and our sergeant has sent me a text and said he just pulled in, so he could be walking in here any minute. And to fill us in on what's going on, it's also National Distracted Driving Month. And, you know, you see people all the time holding their phone in their hand while they're driving down the road. And that's becoming more and more illegal everywhere you go. So be aware of that. I do want to say that the swim lessons in Bullhead City, this is the last week. You can sign up this Friday, the 5th. And then the lessons are from July 8th to July 18th. If it's a young child and it's their first or second time in there, our Kiwanis Club pays for that. You don't have to pay. And you want to sign up at 6:30 this Friday morning up at the Sun Lake Center. If you want to go to the evening sessions, you sign up at 5:30. But it fills up, and there would be a long line of people there. Because when my daughter went to sign up, my grandson, she said, I can't believe the amount of people that were there. So, and everybody knows about it. So be thinking about that. You want to get there a little early, okay, because it will fill up, and all of a sudden you'll be standing out there in the cold going, wow, we didn't get a lesson. Well, that happens. Okay, I want to talk to you about Valley View Imaging and Lab Departments. They're having a grand opening, open house kind of like, on the 17th of this month. Now, this is July, so that's 16 days away. Write it down. And that's out there at Valley View from 5 until 7. So you can check that out if you're interested. Now, don't forget, Ashley was here last week for the City of Bullhead City telling us about their Splash Bash at Ken Fovard Park. This is coming up on the... Where's the date on here? The 20th. And it starts at 3:30 and goes till late in the evening. So check that out if you want to participate in that. It's free. You know, it's free pool, free splash pad, free water slides. They're going to have all kinds of games and a water balloon toss. You can soak your friends. That's coming up, and you might want to check that out because that's going to be fun. No one's calling in, so no one's got anything to promote. I can't believe that. All right, let's talk a little bit about community service. If you have some time and you think, I'm bored, I need to find something to do, well, you can join the CERT team at the Bullhead City Fire Department. They help out on fires. They help out do a lot of other things. They install the Knox boxes for people around town. You can become a volunteer at the Bullhead City Police Department. You can become a volunteer at the Mojave County Sheriff's Office. All the hospitals have volunteers. There's a MAP group that meets every month. There's the libraries that need help. The hospice companies. In Laughlin, they have the VIPs that help out with the chamber. In Bullhead City, we have a chamber ambassadors that help out. There's two Kiwanis clubs. There's my club that I'm in, the morning club that meets Tuesday mornings at 6:45 at the Moose Lodge. Then there's the noon club that meets Wednesdays at noon at Chaparral Country Club. Rotary has three clubs, one in Laughlin, and I don't know what day they meet or where. I'm sorry. The one in Bullhead City, they have the traditional club that's been the noon club forever. They meet Thursdays at noon at the Chaparral Racquetball Club. And then there's a sunrise, and I don't know what time they meet, and I don't know where they meet. So somebody out there listening might know. Give us a call. But there's also the Elks and the Moose, and schools are looking for volunteers. The veterans are looking. The food bank, the Meals on Wheels, sports. There's a lot to do in our community. The Historical Society, Carol Finkenstein, is always looking for people to help at the Little Red Schoolhouse or at the museum. So if you would like to, and here's the thing with all these groups, they'll take whatever time you want to give them. If you want to give them an hour a day, if you want to give them 5 hours on Tuesday and nothing else, they'll take it. The Red Cross is always looking for volunteers also. So if you're interested, you might want to think about that. All these groups out here can use volunteers, but they only want to take the time you want to give them. If you don't want to go to a monthly meeting or weekly meeting, well, no, Diane, no one's called in yet, so it's your turn to call. 702-298-1063. And Diane's always listening, and she could call in. Mayor Hakem's always listening, our former mayor of Bullhead City. He told me today he's always listening. I said, come on over, and he goes, I can't. I have company coming in. I worked for 2 hours to find guests for today. Once all of a sudden I got this notice that the Neal's mayor was sick and wasn't going to be able to be here, I was like, wow, I got to find somebody quick. So I called everybody. I called I called Mayor Hakem, I called Mike Connors, I called everyone trying to find somebody. And so you can be the guest. Call in right now. Are you in a group? Are you in a club? Are you in a business? You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Some other things going on around our town is we have a inaugural Bullhead City Awareness and Prevention for Suicide Walk coming up September 2nd. And that's going to be starting at Kinfolvard Park. And registration will be at 4:30, the invocation at 5, the walk will begin about 5:10, there'll be food served after the walk, there's counseling and support and resources available, testimonials about survivors and families and whatnot, who've lost somebody. So that's all brought to you by, it starts off as brought to you by the Guardian Force or volunteers, Military Moms, Bullhead City Fire Department, D'Angelo's, Mojave Mental Health, and Southwest Behavior, and Silly Cactus. So for more information, you want to call Robert, and he has an out-of-town phone. It's 949-275-6638, and you can call him, and he can tell you all about it. Or you can call Patty, locally, 928, and her number is 302-4890. And you can call either one of them if you want to know all about that suicide walk. Now, the Bullhead City Fire Department, Police Department, the City of Bullhead City, and Warm Sea has come up with this program called Don't Wreck Your Weekend. The whole concept there is to be safe on the river. And remember that, number one, you don't have brakes on these motor craft. Stay to the right and keep your distance. But the police department also recently came out with a nice little sign that they put up at every rental agency. And it says, if you are out there on the river and you're not wearing a life jacket and you're on a personal watercraft, that's a $175 ticket. Whew. If you have an unattached lanyard, you know, that's the little one that kills the engine. If you don't have it wrapped around your wrist, that's a $175 ticket. If you happen to be making a wake in a non-wake zone, that's a ticket for $215. And if you are not following the navigational rules, that could cost you $220. And then finally, if you are operating while you are under the influence, that's a $3,150 ticket and jail time. So think about that when you go out there and play on the river and you rent a watercraft. Do it safely and follow the rules. Sergeant Donald Dice has dropped in, and I am so happy to see you, Sergeant. Thank you for coming in today.
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm better than you because your day started really early.
You know, it did really early this morning.
What time was that crash?
The crash was before 5 a.m.
Oh, okay. And it was north of Searchlight?
That's correct. It was about 14 miles north of Searchlight.
Oh, out there in the middle of nowhere.
It was.
Yeah.
I guess if nowhere is between Vegas and Searchlight.
Yeah, it kind of is out there. So can you give us an idea what took place?
Basically, this morning we had a single vehicle rollover accident. We know the vehicle was traveling southbound. Right now, we're trying to determine, you know, exactly what happened. But the vehicle left the right roadway heading south. The driver obviously overcorrected, went across the southbound lanes, crossed center median, ended up rolling in the northbound lanes where it came to rest.
Wow.
And so right now, we're just trying to determine, you know, what happened. Obviously, wasn't wearing a seatbelt. That was one of the biggest factors that's fatal, is the driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt. But, you know, we have to determine whether he was tired, whether he was impaired, whether it was a medical episode. But, you know, the other thing, too, that we had to deal with was it was full of illegal fireworks. The whole van was.
Oh, my
gosh. So we had to treat that, obviously.
You had to bring in hazmat?
Just needed to really be cautious because of all the powder that was around. You know, it easily took a night once it had rolled over. And
wow.
So took a little while to clean that up.
Illegal fireworks.
That's correct. Oh. Not the safe and sane ones. It was all the stuff you'd go over and buy in Pahrump and then, you know.
And then he ended up dying, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So it's a fatal because he wasn't wearing a seat. It was a van or a truck?
It was a large van.
Oh, a large van. Wow. 5 o'clock in the morning, might have fallen asleep.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, we do have some indications that there might have been either some alcohol or drug use as well.
So
we're kind of investigating all that right now.
Yeah. So then when you get the call and your team gets a call, but then do you bring out a fatal reconstruction type team?
We do. We have a reconstruction team that will come out on any fatal crashes or any major injury crashes. They will come out, basically diagram the scenes for us. Take a lot of photographs. That's their expertise is the major accident investigation team that we have that comes out and does all these major crashes.
And they do the measurements and all that. And,
that's correct.
And set up and measure all skid marks and dirt marks in this case.
Any evidence that's out there, they're gonna basically photograph it and diagram it into a scene. And, you know, with technology nowadays, our fatal team, 3, 4, 5 years ago, it would take 3 members to come out and basically diagram a scene.
Right.
Now with the new, we have what's called the total station. We actually have, the operator can actually walk from point to point, and the total station will actually follow him.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's,
technology
is really catching up, and then we also have the use of drones. We were one of the first law enforcement agencies to use drones in accident reconstruction.
Pictures from the sky.
Take pictures of the roadway and all the roadway marks and input them into a computer system, and actually will diagram the scene for us to give us measurements.
Wow.
So.
Wow. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Nope, maybe not. They hung up. Changed their mind. So then all that's a part of the case, and that's because, number one, family wants to know what happened,
that's
obviously,
right.
Especially with a fatality. If it would involve a second vehicle, who's at fault?
That's
you
correct.
Know, and because if it could go to attorneys and everything else, you don't know where it's going to go.
Absolutely.
So now that takes a while.
It does. This isn't something that's done overnight. It usually takes several weeks to put everything together. And we actually do a timeline. We go 24 hours back on this person's life, and we talk to everybody that he's had contact with for 24 hours prior. You know, we're trying to determine whether it's a medical episode, whether they have any prior histories.
Right.
You know, so we want to really just kind of do a thorough job and make sure we do everything right.
Wow, that's time consuming.
It
is. But even on the scene, it's time consuming for what, a couple hours, 3 hours, four hours?
It does. You know, and our job really isn't to hold up everybody in traffic, and I know a lot of people get upset because of having to reroute. It's not an easy route to go the Nipton Road into Vegas, but we have to do everything right. We have to get all the measurements right. We got to make sure we take all the photographs and document the scene. And we do a pretty good job of getting those scenes cleared up as fast as we can get them cleared up.
And the biggest thing, too, is your safety while you're doing that.
That's correct. Yeah, we actually physically shut the roadway down in Searchlight and started diverting traffic.
Right.
Every once in a while, we get somebody that happens to come through because Google took them on some side dirt road.
And they found a way around.
Exactly. We have to turn them around.
Yeah. But, I mean, you guys have to worry about cars coming and striking you people, all your patrol officers that are out there and your investigators. So you do need to shut the road down. It does need to be clear so that you can investigate without that threat.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we have a caller. Let's check this out. Caller, are you there? No?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
This is Shelly from Las Vegas. Hi, Mary Tina.
Did you have a question?
Actually, I just wanted to let you guys know that it's a quick hop and a jump from Rockland all the way to Las Vegas, and I really appreciate the rescue efforts of the people that are doing some great things out there in the middle of the desert. I see a lot of Fight for Life come up here to our Sunrise Hospital, and I know that a lot of those accidents are caused out in the middle of nowhere, so I appreciate our first responders.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Well, good. Well, that's the best call we get to start the day, huh?
It is, absolutely.
After you come back from a situation like that.
I always appreciate those calls.
So. Yeah. And so then how long were you out there?
Just a few hours.
Okay.
So, we, as the sergeants try to supervise things going on, obviously our fatal team comes out and they have their supervisor as well. And we just make sure that they're able to do their job safely. So a lot of our times that our guys that are associated with Laughlin Searchlight try to just keep the traffic diverted so that we can make right. those guys speed up the process, get them through the investigation, and get the roadway open back again. So
you have to set up people in Searchlight to divert the traffic.
Yeah, and our DOT is really good at doing that. A lot of our guys have been in with DOT a long time in the Searchlight area, so they really have it down where they can start diverting traffic as quick as possible.
Yeah, and they all work together.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. they all listen to what's going on with us and really are a big help. So I have to give a lot of credit to our DOT guys out there.
And that makes your job easier.
It does. It makes us feel safer. We know we got those guys out there that really have our back and keeping that traffic from coming. So, you know, I really appreciate those guys.
But like you said, you know, somebody can wander through a dirt road and get around. And,
you know, they do. And it's funny, you ask people how they got this way, and they always tell you Google or the Waze app sent them this way. And
they got to blame something else.
Well, they, you know, they always find that little side road.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, and like Siri can take you almost any direction sometimes.
Absolutely.
I've had those problems with Siri myself.
Sure.
So it's National Distracted Driving Month.
Okay.
Yeah. I that's what I hear. And so I'm assuming that is something we talked about last time about, you know, those people on cell phones.
It is, you know, and it's still those folks out there that just don't get the message yet. You know, and we don't give any warnings for the cell phones. You know, if you're on your cell phone and you're distracted while driving, you're going to get a citation. And it's unfortunate that is becoming one of the biggest problems with traffic crashes nowadays is being distracted while driving.
Wow. So. And, you know, it's so easy nowadays to have headphones or the little earbuds, or most cars, your phone will connect into the radio.
Right.
And it's hands-free.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that I always tell drivers, you know, your number one job behind the wheel of the car is driving.
Yeah.
It's not the radio. It's not, right. you know, you have your conversations, but we got to do it safely. That's the number one thing is we have a 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 pound vehicle that we're controlling, and we just got to be safe out there.
Yep. We need to take a break.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in just a moment with more from the sergeant from Nevada Highway Patrol.
Thought about a self-defense class? Not for any particular reason, just to feel a bit more confident and strong, just in case. Kingman Force on Force offers self-defense classes to last your lifetime. Empty hand self-defense, edged weapons, firearms training, and Krav Maga. Kingman Force on Force courses can train anyone. Group sessions, women only, children, seniors, people with disabilities. There's no membership. It's affordable. Purchase a single class or the entire course. KingmanForceOnForce.com. That's KingmanForceOnForce.com.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanteeHyundai.com.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Horizon Community Bank has good news for Lake Havasu City. The new Horizon Community Bank drive-thru and ATM is now open on the north end of town at 101 Retail Center Boulevard. You can't miss it. Right across the street from the airport, on the corner, lakeside of the highway. You're guaranteed hometown hospitality, service, and hours. Plus, it's the new home of the Horizon Community Bank Mortgage Center. Your hometown community bank is growing to better serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0. Live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, and Legacy, oh, they're in the Riverside, and Laughlin, or excuse me, Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. We're back visiting with Sergeant Donald Dice with the Nevada Highway Patrol, talking about the collision this morning. Then you said, while you're working that collision, you get another one where a guy hit a deer.
Yeah, that's, believe it or not, we have some deer out west of Searchlight on the Nipton Road.
Wow, so, okay. Yeah. So, and then, of course, the deer didn't make it.
No, but it caused a lot of damage to a nice Jaguar.
A Jag.
So.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, that's one thing I could tell people is that they don't realize there are actually deer and there's sheep out there that we have to be careful with. And
wow. You know. I never would have figured. And I've been that way a couple times. For soccer tournaments up in Pahrump.
Yeah.
Yeah, years ago. And then not too long ago, I went that way with a buddy of mine, but I wasn't aware that there were deer and sheep out there.
Yeah, they are. Cross the road quite frequently.
All wild.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
They are. Yeah. Wow. So recently you were working radar, and you got somebody at 102. Is that pretty common?
You know, it's probably something we see a couple times a day when I'm there on my shift. We just get those folks who are just excessive speed and,
wow.
You know, very excuses. I didn't realize how fast they were going or late for the airport or, you know, there's something. But, you know, they have to realize that there is a limit that they're going to hit that we're actually gonna actually take them to jail for reckless driving. So.
Yeah, exactly. And so then, like you said, now you're going to jail.
That's correct. Yeah.
Wow. I just can't imagine driving 100 miles an hour.
You know, people don't realize when they're well over 100 miles an hour, they're literally covering the length of a football field in a second. Yeah, that's how fast they're going.
Wow.
So that's something that people have to realize.
Reaction time.
You know, you're talking 300 feet plus your reaction time's, what, 1.5 seconds? So now you've already traveled another, football field and a half. So
yeah.
It really, people need to slow down a little bit. You know, Vegas doesn't go anywhere or the airport's not going anywhere. So.
Yeah. Was it Jaguar speeding that hit the deer?
Oh, no, I'm sure he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was able to pull over very quickly, not too far from where he had struck the deer. So.
And that tells you right there how fast they were going.
Oh, pretty much. You can get to any crash and look and determine how far they've traveled
right.
Past impact. So
that's a good thing, because if you're going really fast, I think it could come up into the windshield, couldn't it?
You know, it could. I mean, it's definitely done a lot of damage to that Jaguar and deployed the airbags. That's how far he hit it. So.
Yeah. But that's like hitting a block wall.
It is. You know, people don't realize even smaller animals, coyotes and stuff, do a lot of damage to cars.
Yeah, because they're not moving. You're hitting it head on almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So distracted driving. What else do you see besides use of the cell phone?
You know, a lot of the things that we see are dogs in people's laps, you know, the driver's laps.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a no-no. Yeah. You know, we absolutely are not going to tolerate it. It's distracted driving. They got to pay full attention to driving.
Yeah.
So we have a county code that we use, which is pay full attention to driving.
Okay.
And that's something we can write for, you know, if you got your dog on your lap. Even if, you know, a lot of people with our state laws, you know, allowed to use GPS. However, if you're using that GPS, you should not be distracted.
Right.
You know, so, you know, we will write those citations because it does cause a lot of crashes.
And if you're using the GPS on your phone, it'll tell you where to turn.
Exactly.
It'll talk to you.
It'll give you the voice command.
You don't need to be looking at it all the time or holding
right.
it in your hand, because it
correct.
Will tell you where to turn.
Absolutely.
It'll say how many feet even.
Right.
You know,
a lot of cars nowadays have that Bluetooth option. And,
right.
And I don't know why people don't take the time when they get the rental car to hook it up and
make sure
it
takes a second.
It does.
And if you can't do it, the rental car company will help you do it.
Absolutely.
So if you're renting a car at the airport or you're renting a car from Avis or wherever and you don't know how to do it, just ask them. They'll set it up for you. It just takes a second and you're good to go.
And you know what? I've actually helped some folks that I've written the tickets to help them
set it up.
You know, I was like, here, you know, let me give you a second. You want me to help you out? I'll get you all hooked up, and that way that, you know, we don't have this problem. So,
and whoever thought you'd be an expert in that?
Well, you know, fortunately, before the law ever came out, our policy with our department 3 years prior to the law ever coming out was we had to use Bluetooth. So
right.
They actually issued us the Bluetooth for our ears that way
right.
that we weren't distracted.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I used to have one at the fire department that I had in my one ear, you know, it was always there. And it was because it would even – tell you who's calling you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's telling you what's going on. And like you said, giving you direction. So
sure.
It's pretty.
To me, you know, I always tell people that text isn't worth the citation, you know, or worth the crash.
Yeah, the crash is what.
Absolutely. It's very devastating.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to pause again.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Gene Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Baron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Baron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Baron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Baron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Larry Tuneforce, your host. The show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa and the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. We're visiting today with Sergeant Donald Rice, Dice, with the Nevada Highway Patrol. I'll get my lips fixed
okay.
Here. This morning, I was watching TV, my phone, and I get these alerts from all these news agencies. And within like 10 minutes in L.A., they finished one pursuit and got another pursuit. How often do you guys go on pursuit?
You know, every pursuit's different with us. You know, we try to use good judgment, obviously, when we're involved in a pursuit. If it's going to put the risk or the life safety of the public out there, then we're just going to discontinue that pursuit. You know,
right.
We're not going to jeopardize the public out there. So we're very cautious on any of our pursuits that we do have.
So most of your pursuits are on the freeway then?
You know, not necessarily. You know, some of them on the freeway, some of them, you know, obviously can transition from a county or city street.
Okay.
We just try to take everything in consideration, the time of day, how much traffic, you know, what the violation's going to be. Is it really worth risking the public, you know, in for a pursuit? And honestly, 9 times out of 10, it's no. So we're going to be very cautious about that.
And then do you guys do the pit?
We don't do the pit and maneuver.
Right.
You know, it's something that has been talked about. We used to do training with California Highway Patrol. We used to send some of our instructors up to California to go through their courses. And so I think our new director is actually kind of headed that direction again.
Oh, yeah?
And sending some of our guys back up to the CHP because they have a really good program up there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got those nice big bumpers on there that are designed for pitting.
Right.
We can do what's called vehicle intervention. If we feel the need that somebody's so dangerous to the public, we can basically do a vehicle intervention.
Right.
And stop the vehicle using our vehicle. So, yeah. I mean, that's one possibility.
Yeah, because I know CHP, when we do our Kiwanis Kids Expo, they come up and participate. And their bumpers wrap around the front of, of the Ford Explorer.
As do ours, yeah.
Yeah, and just for that reason, you know, they say, yeah, it's for the pit, you know, and try to save the car and take out the other car.
Sure, you know, it's, if it's done well enough, there'd be really minimal damage to our vehicles.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but yeah, they had two this morning within 10 minutes, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, I get those same alerts. I kind of watch those to see how they play out. So.
Yeah, they're interesting because, you know, the one this morning, the guy was in a truck. He just stopped and decided to give up.
Right.
The second one, I didn't even see it because it was so quick, you know.
Yep.
But it's that's the L.A. Basin, you know. I mean, it's just a whole different market down there.
It is.
And I think the only one that does the pit is the CHP.
I mean, for California.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what the other agencies do there in, yeah. in California. But
my son's L.A. County, and they don't do it.
Right. I gotcha.
Know? And I guess if you leave it to the experts and let them take care of it.
Right.
So, but the speed's got to be right and everything, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors, you know, yeah. before you get to pit somebody. You know, you got to make it safe for everybody.
And yeah, the last thing you want to do is send the car through a house or something.
Through a house or into another vehicle,
yeah.
you know, or into oncoming traffic.
Yep.
So there's a lot of skill that's done and,
yeah.
and a lot of practice that's done in those techniques.
And you guys have a big training ground where you do your driving and whatnot?
We do. Boulder City has a large area that we use. We're actually in the process of discussions with, hopefully with DOT soon, and actually building an EVOC track.
Oh, okay.
So that, you know, we have a big enough area that is... can be used for our emergency vehicle operations course.
Right.
You know, I come from Washington State. You know, I worked up there 11 years, and Washington State Patrol has a phenomenal EVOC track up there.
Oh, yeah?
Out there by the Cascades. And, you know, it's probably one of the best courses I've been through. You know,
wow.
their EVOC track is very nice. It has a high-speed course, low-speed course. You know, it has on-ramps, off-ramps. It's a very detailed course. And
yeah. So. And you need that, especially in the highway patrol side.
You do.
Because most of the time you're on the freeways and whatnot and the highways.
Yeah.
But like you've said before, you get the call for searchlight. You
yeah.
know, you get the call for Calabar.
You know, it's not only that, but it's for us, you know, out there when we're if we're going opposite direction, somebody doing 109.
Yeah.
You know, we're having to hit our brakes, turn around the medians. And most often than not, we're actually hitting our top speeds in our vehicles, which our top speed in our Explorers are 140.
And 140?
So we have to catch those vehicles. So there's quite often during the day, I'm doing right at the limit, you know. And
yeah.
for us, it's, you know, we have to...
You got to know how to do it.
You do.
And have
it's
a
not just something you can throw somebody on the wheel and
right.
go out there.
It's not the 45-mile-an-hour.
No.
Yeah. So it's a lot of extra training.
It is. You know, and that's something I think we pride ourselves on. We do a lot of training every year. Whether it's emergency vehicle operations course or it's tactical training, you know, involved
right.
with school shootings or anything like that, we always train. So
I was going to say, how often do you have to recertify in any part of your position?
Every year. We have a full week that is taken out of our year that we have to go to training. It's mandated by the state.
Okay.
Whether it's defensive tactics, EVOC course, the defensive driving. You know, we have all this training we have to take, and it's mandated by the state.
Okay. So once a week, and as a sergeant, then you've got to schedule that for your troops down here in Laughlin.
Well, unfortunately, we have a training officer up north in Vegas that actually will do all that for us, you know, based on, you know, obviously your name, where you fall in line, and it's already put in the system. You already know what dates are. Come January for that year, you know what time you're going.
But for you as the sergeant, you got to figure out these guys' time away, right?
Well, honestly, the person that's doing that schedule looks at all the schedules in the rural areas and doesn't, like, put three of my guys on the same
thing. Right, yeah.
So they really do a good job up there of getting our guys the training they need and not keeping our district short.
And do your guys stay at the training facility?
No, some of our guys do commute back and forth. Get up 5 o'clock in the morning, got to be at Vegas by 7. And then, you know... And some of our guys actually stay in Vegas. They have family members they can stay with, and we always encourage that, too.
But there's no facility there at the training
facility? Not for us to stay at,
no. No hotel or
anything? No hotel,
no.
So
it might be worth it for them someday to look at that.
Huh? Right.
Considering all the people that they bring in from the outlying areas.
Yeah, there's quite a few people that attend that training. And
How big is the Highway Patrol? How many people in the Highway Patrol?
We have 449 sworn through the state.
Okay.
Right now, we're not quite there. We're still short, probably around 60, 65 troopers.
Yeah.
You know, with retirements coming up and folks leaving for other agencies, you know, we're still always kind of never really been full.
It's getting harder and harder to find people that want to wear a badge, isn't it?
Not really. You know, honestly, in these times, we do a lot of recruiting, and we actually have a lot of recruits. We have hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, going through the testing process. And, you know, we only really take the top 2% out of that group.
Right.
And we're constantly running training classes or academies about every 6 months. We have another academy that's going to start. So,
okay. As an officer trooper in the field, is there any testing that they're required to do on an annual type basis, either physical or?
All from troopers on up, clear to our command staff, we all have a physical we have to do every year. It's mandated on our anniversary date that we're hired. You know, we have to pass those physicals.
Right.
You know, we have to be in good shape, whether it's your cholesterol, you know, and you know, once you hit 40, you got to do that treadmill test every year, you know, and so, you know, we have physical testing we have to go through.
Good.
So,
well, and it's important because the last thing you want is a guy getting hurt out there because he wasn't fit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
or she, I should, you know, do you have women working for you down here?
No, we don't.
Nope.
It's been a few years, but we have a lot of female troopers up in Las Vegas.
Saw a video on Facebook today of a female California Highway Patrol retiring and giving her sign off on the radio.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And those are always emotional to watch, you know.
They are. You know, it's me. I got 4.5 more years left where I retire, and it'll give me my 31 years. And it'll be hard for me because, you know, my kids have all kind of gone through that with me. And it'll be emotional, I'm sure.
No more blue Ford Explorer parked in the driveway?
No. And that's okay. You know, once I get my 31 years in, I'll be happy that I was able to serve that long as I was military prior to that. So.
Right.
You know, spent most of my adult life serving the country or my community. So.
And the last time you were here off the air, you talked about you were hit on the freeway.
I was. It was, I was struck by a motorcycle, sports bike, out working a crash. At that time, didn't realize that he was actually running from another troop at the time.
Right.
And he actually just literally ran me over. I was actually entangled on the bike. I was off work for almost 2 years. Through physical therapy. Actually, I had to have surgery on my neck, a couple of vertebrates replaced.
Wow.
I actually tore my meniscus, my rotator cuff, you know, so I was out for a long time. But, you know, physical therapy, they actually tried to retire me, and I said, you know, that's not for me. What can we do? And the options were physical therapy, three days a week, 2 hours a day, and I did that for 18 months, and I came back to work, you know, and I feel good, and glad that I'm back out there working.
Physical therapy is a great thing.
You know, it is.
Hate it when you're going.
You do, you know, but I could see my progress every week getting better and better, and they really did a good job getting me back to work.
I had a knee replaced, and I remember telling Lorne out at Valley View, are you ever a nice guy? You know, because they're always pushing you, you know, and they're always making you hurt.
Well, and that's their job, you know. They kind of know how much to push you, and I really am fortunate that I had a great group of folks through physical therapy that really got me through it.
Yeah, they do. And thank gosh for those people, right?
Absolutely.
I know. So 4.5 years, you'll be done.
Yeah, you know, I'll reevaluate, you know, and see how I feel in 4.5 years. And if I want to continue, I could do a few more. But
you going to stay in Laughlin or promote? Or
you know, really, it's kind of open right now. I would like to promote possibly lieutenant, which would force me to go back to Las Vegas.
Right.
I would also like to maybe look at a specialty position as a sergeant, either with our interdiction team or something like that as well, too. You know, I mean, I still like doing those complex investigations and being out there in the field, you know.
Because there's a lot of divisions of a highway patrol or a state DPS, isn't there?
There is. You know, we have the highway patrol, obviously. Right. We have parole and probation. We have the state fire marshal's office. You know, and along that, we have a lot of specialty teams. You know, we have somebody that works with U.S. Marshals, somebody that works with, you know, I actually was a detective with the Counterterrorism Center up at Metro for a couple of years prior to getting promoted.
Okay.
You know, we have guys that do work on our armor, the bomb squad guys.
Yeah.
So we have guys that are kind of along lines working with agencies that you know, have these different task forces. So
I had the Arizona marshal on a couple weeks ago. I know him because he used to. He was in Bullhead for a while. He was with Arizona Highway Patrol, and interesting because they do a lot of work with Mexico.
Oh yeah,
you know, and they have agents that live in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I mean, I worked interdiction for 5 years with a canine, and that was probably one of the funnest positions I ever had working for Highway Patrol. You know,
you still have your dog?
I don't. No, my dog went to a. He was a young dog, so after my 5 years there, I was able to go to another handler.
Oh, that's good.
That was hard because
that's real hard.
Really become attached to your
I
dog.
Know. And your family, too.
They do, you know.
Yeah.
But that was probably, you know, a lot of fun for me to work the highway with my dog.
Yeah, but they've got so much invested into those dogs.
They do. You know, people don't realize the training that's involved, and especially in a narcotics dog. It wasn't your typical dog. It wasn't your Malinois. It wasn't your Shepherd or your or anything like that. It was actually a Springer Spaniel.
Oh, okay.
And he was a really great narcotics dog. A lot of he had a high hunt drive, and that's what we look for in a canine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because you can have him for a patrol as a partner that's more of a partner, I guess.
Yeah, it's like handler protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but then when you get them where they're snooping out the drugs, that's the best.
Yeah, my first dog actually was a 110-pound Shepherd, and he was a handler protection / narcotics dog.
Right.
So if I had any issues, he was going to be there for me.
Right.
So.
And now they've got to where they can push a button on their uniform using it, and it pops the
door
open.
Yeah, they do. You know, nobody wants the dog coming out.
No.
So.
At the Kiwanis Kids Expo, the DPS had a dog, and they had the special thing all built in the back seat, and he pushed that button. Boy, that dog just come rushing out.
Oh, yeah. Dogs are highly trained, you know, and there's a lot of time. You know, we have to do nightly training with our narcotics dogs.
Yeah.
You know, we did an hour a night every night with our dogs, and then, you know, we had some competitions that we'd go to, and I actually was placed second place in one of the canine trials, you know, with my dog, so...
Yeah.
It's a lot of training. It's a lot of investment into your animal and your canine.
And your time.
It is. You know, it's fortunately, it's not always a 10-hour day.
Not even close, is it?
No.
So, all right, Sergeant. Well, let us take a break. And we've got to pay some bills and get ready for Sean Hannon coming up at the top of the hour.
All right.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Summer is here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Connect to computer and technology, smarter than the average geek.
Did you know Windows 7 support ends in January of 2020? Hi, John here, and we can update your computer from Windows 7 to Windows 10 starting at $120. We'll give you a discount if you bring in multiple systems and save $20 today on any service with our ad in the News Herald.
Connect to computer and and technology. Smarter than the average geek. Smarter than the average geek.
Taxes. It's not just once a year, it's all year long. Now is the time you may want to look at reducing your tax liability and improve investments. Hi, I'm Mike Bonney with GDK CPA. I can assist you in reviewing your past 3 years' tax returns and show you possible savings, changes, and investing improvements. We're always looking at finding ways of keeping most of our earnings. Let me educate you on some of the new laws coming into place. I'm just a phone call away. Mike Bonney at GDK CPA of Lake Havasu, 680-1994.
And we are back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toon Force live from the Laughlin Mall. Again, the program is brought to you every weekday by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care. And it's now time for a little more of a community calendar. What's going on around our town? Well, you know, the biggest thing coming up is the 28th annual Egg Fry in Oatman on the 4th. That kicks off at 4 p.m. If you want to go out there to Oatman and watch the Egg Fry, it's a hoot to watch. If you want to participate, you just show up. If you want any questions answered, you call Fred at 928-514-8595. And then, of course, that night at 9:30 will be the second part two of Rockets Over the River. The Laughlin Chamber will be putting that on. And if you missed it the other night, it was a fantastic display. I saw it. I was down an old bullhead watching it and taking pictures, and a great fireworks display. And that's the best thing. It doesn't cost you anything. So, please, don't experiment with the home fireworks. Just go watch them. They're free and they're better. You know, they put thousands of dollars up in the sky. There is a Kingman has a farmer's market coming up this Saturday from noon to 2. Excuse me, 8 to noon. I'll get it right. If you have any questions, call Tom, 542-6059. And then coming up on the 10th, we have that Anderson Automotive Family Fun Festival. And that is from 2 to 8 at the Fieldhouse in Bullhead City, Anderson Automotive Fieldhouse, Group Fieldhouse. If you have any questions for that, you want to call 928-219-3031. And then on the 11th, they're going to be telling stories and whatnot at the Laughlin Library. Give them a call for more information. That's from 11 to 12, and that's 702-507-4060. That's going to can it for me today. It is the first of the month. Test your smoke detectors on the first day of each month. Make sure they work. Make sure your family is safe for the entire month. Check those smoke detectors. If you need help, contact your local fire department. They'll come help you. They'll even climb a ladder if they're up high, or they'll bring you free batteries or free smoke detectors. So if you need help, contact them. That's why they're there. They would much rather come out, send a whole engine and a couple guys to put up a couple smoke detectors for you than come to a fatal fire. So,
the voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.